Okay, so last time we began discussing the Isser of Karaacha / Shulchan Echad, we noted Machlokas Rishonim as follows, that according to the Rambam, Udi'imei, the only Isser is an Isser of Achila from the same plate, but there's no Isser of eating at the same table. And the position of the Rosh is that there is an Isser B'Shulchan Echad, but Mikra Din, that Isser is limited to Shulchanos of Chazal, small intimate tables. But nowadays, our bigger tables, Me'ikra Din, there's no Isser, but we still are knowing an Isser. And in that situation, the way the Rosh presents it, L'chumra, the minig is to require a Heker. Meaning, it sounds like in the Rosh, that in Shulchanos of Chazal, there isn't necessarily a allowance for Heker. Heker would even help. We'll talk about that shortly. But Shulchan Shalanu, Me'ikar Adin, there's no Isser. We're knowing an Isser, and we're noheg to require a Heker L'chumra there as well. Yeah?
And these types of things, when the Rishonim say, like, Minhagim, does that ever bring, like, a Pesachi Mekel, Bisman Azeh, or not really?
Why Bisman Azeh, as opposed to Bisman Ahem?
Or Bisman Ahem. Like, do we take it, I guess, as, like, a Takana?
That which is only Mishamina, there could be more latitude to make with that. We'll see in other Rishonim, it's still Nekra Din, but okay. Yeah, in Echonami. And then the position of the Ravid and others, who doesn't distinguish between the Shulchanos of Chazal and our Shulchanos, and extends the Yisr not only to Kara Achas, but Shulchan as well. And then, within that position, as we'll see, there's some Machlokas Rishonim, to what extent and when a Heker may obviate the Isser. The Ravid himself, in the beginning of, we noted last time, different Ravids, the Ravid in Nisri B has a Lashon that sounds like Minag, as opposed to the Ravid in the Tyrus context, and the Ravid in Bali Nefesh that sounds like it's Medina, which is what we are inclined to assume in the Ravid, that the Isser Shulchan Echad is Medina. But the Ravid in is the beginning of Shar Prisha, the way he presents it is that the Isser of Shulchan Echad is not necessarily related to the Isser of Olf Ugvina B'Shulchan Echad, the Isser of Halah. As we discussed last time, the Gemara and Daf Yugimel and Aleph that connects the two does so in the context of the Isser of Mita Achas Hu B'Bigda V'Hi B'Bigda. And that's where the Gemara draws a parallel between Olf Ugvina Shulchan Echad and Baal V'Ishtanida V'Mita Achas Hu B'Bigdo V'Hi V'Bigadeha. And there, the way the Ravid explains that parallel, K'Shem Sha Shulchan Azman Al-Achila Kacha Mita Azman Al-Tashmit. Just like having milchiks and fleishiks on the same table is an invitation, so to speak, to eat it and sets you up for disaster, so too, husband and wife sleeping in the same bed, even B'Bigdeyem, sets you up for Tashmish, which would be a disaster. So that's where the Gemara compares the two. But the Gemara doesn't tell you that there's an Isser of Shulchan Echad per se on the merits when it comes to Baal V'Ishto. And the Ravid says, our Isser Shulchan Echad, that's based on the Mishnah in Aleph of Zav Zava, the Isser of Zav Zava eating together. But meaning to say, and we'll flesh this out in a moment within the Rush, that the Isser of Shulchan Echad is not a Gzeira Atu. It's not just like you're not allowed to have milchiks and fleishiks on the same table lest you come to eat them together. That here too, you can't eat on the same table lest you come to eat Bekara Achas. But rather, eating on the same table is an independent Isser Be'etzem. That's as opposed to the Gra here in Sukkot and Zion, who's Mitzayin, that din of Halah, Ovugvina, as a source for the Isser of Shulchan Echad. But according to the Ravid, there is an independent Isser of Shulchan Echad, and for the Ravid, a Heker works. The Ravid there writes, in the beginning of Shar Prisha, that if you put a tablecloth down to separate, or one spouse is eating on the tablecloth and the other one is not, or they're eating on separate placemats, then that would be considered to be archaka. That's what you have in the Ravid, and the Rashb, and the Ramban, and the Ran. The Sidrei Tara in Sivkat and Zion has the following analysis. For the Rush, who said that the Isser Shulchan Echa Me'ikar Adin was by Shulchanos Shel Yimehem, but not our Shulchanos. So the Sidur Tar explains this in the Rush, that the Isser Shulchan Echad is not an Isser Atukar Achas. It's not that you're not allowed to eat on the same table, because if you eat on the same table, you may come to eat from the same plate. The way that Halah is Asir, you can't have Milchus and Fleishiks on the same table lest you come to eat them together. Because that's too distant to Xeru to say you can't eat on the same table, lest you eat from the same plate. You can't eat less from the same plate because of Hergal Aveira. That's a Ke'ilu Xeru Xeru. That's going too far. But rather, Sidur Torah says within the Rush, the reason for the Isser Shulchan Echad is because that gufa is considered derechiva. It's not that you can't eat on the same table lest you come to eat on the same plate, which is going to lead to hergal avera, but eating at the same intimate table, be'etzem, is an intimate act, which is aser for that reason. And that's why for the Rush, when it comes to the ne'ikar din iser of a small table, a hacker won't even help. Because if the point is that you're eating on a small intimate table, even if you put something between you, that doesn't remove the chiba involved present in that setting. So that's what the Sidur Torah says. Why, according to the Rush, Heker won't help the Shulchanos Shel Yimehem. And the only reason that we invoke Heker is because nowadays the Isser and our Shulchan for the Rush is less pronounced. It's a bigger table. It's not derechiba. So it's only Usser Mi Minhaga. And there, we'll say that if there's a heker, so then we relax that Isser of Shulchan Echad the Amenu. But that which is Usser Mi Ikar Adin, because of derechiba, according to the Rush, heker won't help. And then he says, but according to the Tor, as we noted last time, the Tor presents the requirement of Heker as Mikar Adin. The Rav says Heker is Miman Haga. Tor says Heker, even nowadays, is Mikar Adin. So then, maybe the Tor is assuming that the Isser of Shulchan Echad is an Isser Atu, that is a kind of Hala Atu Achila / Shulchan Echad Atu Karachas. And then, if we're concerned that if you eat with Shulchan Echad, you'll come to Karachas, then a heker would be helpful. So that's how the Sidur Torah understood the Rush. Again, Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber and Sif Gimel, Lo Yochal Ima Shulchan Elam Ken Yeshem Shinoi. There is an Isser with Shulchan Echad, but that Isser is obviated if you have a heker. Shadaver Masik Ben Kara Shalal Kara Shalal Lechem Akankan Oshi Yalchol Kol Echad B'Mapa Shalal. Either something separating the two, or eating on separate tablecloths or separate placemats. If you look in the Birka Yosef on the side of Shulchan Aruch, Birka Yosef writes, "Uveshulchan Gadol in Kol Bnei Abayis." Yesh omrim l'chol gav nishar. If you're eating at a big table with other members of the household, yesh omrim that it's mutter, l'chol gav nishar, meaning even without a heker, v'chein nagu. That if you're eating at a table with other members of the household, there's no need for a heker. And that's what the Piskei Shuva quotes in Sifkatan Hey from the Chuvas Masas Binyamin, Masas Binyamin, Simen Kuf Yud Beis. That if other people are eating together, that's even better than a heker. The Masas Binyamin himself thinks that other people eating at the same table would even be matir kara achas. Piskei Teshuva is not willing to go that far, so Piskei Teshuva accepts the Masas Binyamin as far as not requiring a heker for Shulchan Echad if there are other people eating at the table, but won't go so far as the Masas Binyamin to allow eating from the same plate if there are other people present. But that Nakuda that the Birka Yosef and the Masas Binyamin raise already appear in Rishonim. The Ritva, Daf Yud Gimel on Shabbos, that we quoted last time, the Ritva writes Beferish that if there are other people eating at the same table, then there's no need for a Heker. And the Ra'ah has this as well with a caveat. The Ra'ah on Daf Gimel on the Beis, the Dape Taras Abayis. Vinir and Divya Omer, Didafka Bisha Oklin Shneim Bifne Atman, O Shemesubin Smuchin. The Issur Shulchan Echad is only if they're eating on their own or sitting next to each other. Aval Im Hayusham Acherim Oklin Masikin Beinehen Mutter. So the Ra'ah is Matir without a Heker if there are other people sitting between them at the table. So it's not enough to have other people at the table, but you need someone sitting between husband and wife at the table to obviate the need for a heker and to remove the isser of shulchan echad. The Rashi and the Mishnah Berurah Sabayis responds that me'olam lo shemano davar zeh, ein lo tam lo reach, afilu yesh acherim imahem, Ezer Heker Yesh Lahem. V'im Yavo Lidei Hergo V'lacho V'kara Achas Shnei Mima Akev. What good does it do to have someone sitting between them? What kind of Heker is that? Is that person sitting between them going to stop the husband and wife from eating B'kara Achas? Im Tomer She'acherim Amesubin Sham Yaskirim V'yaman Me'aynem Yodim She'nida. Other people don't know that she's a nida to step in and stop them. And after all, it's analogous to basar vina. Do we ever say that if someone's sitting between two people, then you're allowed to have basar vina of a shulchan echad? Elavado loshna min adin elosh achshav ikilu lechol imal shulchan beloshem heker. The Rashi concludes, along the lines of that, the Rush, that Medina nowadays, the Rosh said the minhag was to be megal shulchan echad anyway, but when you're mafir shulchan echad, he doesn't think that sitting between them is going to make any difference. Yeah.
Sounds like he doesn't hold that them being there at all would make any difference.
He doesn't hold that being them at all would make any difference, correct. But even if they're sitting next, even if the Rosh says if they're sitting between husband and wife, that helps. The Rashba says, even if they're sitting between, it's not going to help. But right, being there is not going to make any difference. Correct. So, says the Sidrei Tara, in defense of the Ra'ah, what's the Ra'ah's rationale? Why does having other people help, and the Ra'ah says they have to be sitting between them? So the Sidrei Tara says that obviates the Derech Chibra problem. If you have someone sitting between husband and wife, that's not Derech Chiva. I mean, the Rashba, in his attack on the Ra'ah, seems to be assuming that the Isra of Shulchan Echad is Atu Karachas. That's his Lashon. That Atu, just because there are other people there, Yavoli de Hergal Veir V'lachal V'Karachas Shnei Mimakev. Other people there aren't going to stop them from eating B'Karachas. The Rashi seems to be assuming that the Isra Shulchan Echad is Atu Karachas. So that's his analogy to Basar V'Chalav. So then, if it's Atu, what difference does it make that someone's sitting at the same table? That's not going to prevent Karachas. But, Sidri Tara says, if we're talking about a Derech Chiba consideration, so then having other people there, especially having someone between husband and wife, would definitely tamper down any Derech Chiba environment. So then it makes sense, as a Sidri Tara, how you could have such a position that having others at the table, especially others in the middle, would minimize the Derech Chiba and then be Matir Shulchan Echad, and that works with the Sidri Tara's explanation of the Rush, that the Isser Shulchan Echad is an independent Isser of Derech Chiba and not Atu Ka'ara achas. The Deborah Tziner, Ber Moshe Chele Beis Simen Samach Dalid, Chele Beis Simen Samach Dalid, he explains this machlokas Rashba slightly differently in light of the machlokas we discussed previously between the Ravan and the Ravia, whether the concern when it comes to Harchokos is a concern of Yitzhar Tokvo, or a concern that you may come to forget that she's a Nida and violate an Isser Bishoge. That's what we discussed in the Machlokas, the Ravan, the Ravia, whether Harchokos are in place, Leal Tvila, where if the concern is only that you may have Yisro Tokvo, so you're not going to have Yisro Tokvo if she's going to be mutter to you in a few minutes. If the concern is Shema Yishkach, so Shema Yishkach is still relevant. That was the machlokas, the Ravan and the Ravia. So Deborah Tziner says, maybe that's the machlokas between the Ra'ah and the Rashba here as well. Says the Deborah Tziner, Chele Beis, Simen, Samech, Dalid, that if you hold that having other people at the table is going to be matir even without a heker, that means to say that the reason we're concerned about the Isser B'Shulchan Echad is it's going to engender certain chiba, and then you're going to forget that she's a nida v'yavo le'bishoge. So that's only if there's a possibility of yavo le'bishoge where you're in private. But if you're eating with other people, we're not worried that you'll forget that she's a nida, and then afterwards you'll be ba'al b'shoge. But if our concern is Yitzhar Tokvo, you're going to come even b'mezid, so then even if there are other b'nei bias, we're worried that Yitzhar Tokvo, and then your gates will get the better of you, and then you'll go to close quarters after the meal and violate an Isser.
It's like the opposite of the Siddur Torah.
It's a little bit the opposite of the Siddur Torah. Not necessarily the opposite, but it's a different direction in terms of where the Chiba pushes.
Right.
Okay. So how do we assume Lahalacha? Again, the Birka Yosef and Sadi Shulchan Aruch quoted, didn't mention the Rav, he just quoted the Heter B'Shem Yesh Omrim, that you don't need a Heker if there are other people present. And the Piskei Tshuva quotes that from the Masses Binyamin as well. Piskei Tshuva is only accepting that to be Masses Shulchan Echad, not Kar Achas. So the Deborah Tziner, that Tshuva thinks that Nihios Tov, Al Hatzad HaYosir Tov, you should be no hate like the Ra'ah, meaning to only accept the Kula where there are other people present if they're sitting between husband and wife. But if husband and wife are sitting next to each other, even if there are other people on the table, there would still be a need for a heker. That's what the Deborah Tziner says. That's what Rabbi Forst is noted to, and Rabbi Avadia, and the Pritara, that's the Rabbi Forsheimer Sefer, B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Willig thinks that you could be make a lechachilo like the Birka Yosef and the Piskei Tshuva, even if someone's not sitting between husband and wife directly, as long as there are other people on the table, not to require a heker. Rabbi Eider and the Badei Shulchan think that you should be machmir lechachila even if there's someone between husband and wife, but they acknowledge that b'makom tzorech there's what to be makel about, especially given that according to the Rambam there's no Isser Shulchan Echad anyway. According to the Rush, Mikra Adin, there's no need for a heker b'zman hazeh. But, I'm sorry? Rabbi Eider and the Badei Shulchan think that l'chachila, you should require a heker, even if someone is sitting between husband and wife. And Rabbi Karp and Rabbi Morgenstern, B'Shem Rav Yashiv, they also say that l'chachila, you should be mafrit to require a heker, even if someone's sitting between husband and wife, but Rav Yashiv is willing to be makel for a lower grade heker. We'll talk about in a few moments what are the standards and requirements of a heker. But Rav Yashiv was willing to be makel on the standard of a heker based on in a situation where there is someone sitting between husband and wife. Yeah.
Two things. Number one, does anyone do this now? Like, do people follow not revealing? You know, like, I feel like I've been to many Shabbos tables or whatever.
You feel you've been to many Shabbos tables?
I've never seen a hacker. Maybe they're hacking.
Maybe you haven't noticed it.
Is that like the lower grade hacker?
Maybe it's a lower grade hacker. Maybe you wouldn't know what it is. Or maybe we assume like the Birka Yosef and the Masses Binyamin, which are very credible positions. Or even Rabbi Eider and Badr Shochan, who are willing to be makel the Makom Tzarech.
What about also like if you go to some, like you're invited out and you're placed like next to each other?
Husband and wife are placed next to each other? That's where they should be.
So what would the other sheep, like what would the other Rabbi Eider or
they would say you need a hacker. Okay, so we'll talk about what a hacker could be, but figure out a strategy. If you're machmir to require a hacker, then you have to figure out a reasonable strategy to have a hacker that won't be nicker to anyone other than those that need the hacker. Okay. Rav Osner has that in terms of he thinks that if you're going to be makel for other people sitting at the table, so then the other person sitting at the table has to at least be of the age that's matzil from yichud. So it can't be a 2-year-old, a 9-year-old, 5-year-old, whatever the age that your matzil from yichud is. So if it's someone sitting at the table, then it has to be someone at least of the age that's matzil from yichud. But he says if the person sitting between husband and wife, and you're relying on that, so then even if it's a baby, or even if it's a younger kid that's not matzul from Yichud, Rav Osner thinks that is sufficient. Okay. They also say, quotes Rav Yerucham, which is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, although the Sidur Tara does, but it's another kula, that if you sit in a different place, you have a makom kavua, and you're not sitting in your makom kavua, then that would obviate the need for a hacker. So if the husband always sits at the head of the table, and now he's sitting in the middle of the table, that would obviate the need for a hacker. So Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote such a kula, doesn't quote the Sibini Rukham, but the Sidrei Tara does quote it, la'alacha, and some of the contemporary poskim are willing to be makel for this. So Rabbi Eider, Rabbi Vadia, Rabbi Karp quote, Rabbi Karp with some qualification, but they quote this Rabbeinu Yerucham as something that you possibly could be somichan. In the Sugaba Shoshanim, he says the minhag is not this way. Rabbi Four sounds like, in his presentation, the standard practice is not this way. But some of the contemporary poets can quote this Rabbeinu Yerucham as something to rely on. Okay. Now, what is the necessary size of a heker? Badi Yashochan Sifkatim Mem Aleph, Rabbi Eider, footnote 105, they both quote from the Darkei Tshuva that the heker has to have some height to it. Just as the Darkei Moshe writes in Hilchos Basar V'Chol of Siman Pei Ches, that a heker for Basar V'Chol purposes has to be Kitsas Gavoa, Kigon Menor V'Kankan, and it has to have some height, like a lamp or a jug, or a pitcher. So Badr Shulchan says you need the same thing over here, that it has to have some height. So according to that, a plate, which is not terribly high, or a ring or a key, would not suffice as a heker. That's what the Sugaba Shoshanim writes as well. That's what most of the contemporary poskim write. Might be more concerned that a ring won't be sufficient. The heker has to have some kind of a height. Chud HaShani, Karelitz, has, you can't use a ring, you can't use a key, but you could use a watch. I'm not sure, I guess a watch is a little bit more gavoa than a key, but listen, Karelitz has, you can use a watch, you can't use a key. Yeah?
Couldn't we just say that there's... like this machlokas is based on whether or not we're concerned about shulchan echad leads to kara echad. So if you need height, then you're it's like, you know, vashvachalav, so you can't reach across.
Right.
Or I mean, not necessarily, but if you like the height will, you know, more of, not that it will block like a sudden movement, but it's more relevant. Whereas if you say, let's say, a watch, so ring and kira are just so small you wouldn't notice it, but a watch is big enough that it's different. So you're not as worried, maybe it's an independent issue that you're just trying to keep awareness in the air as opposed to like kara achas gzera atu.
And you can make the same argument that it has to have some height to it, regardless of whether it's atu kara achas or whether it's derechiba, because you could say also that you need something of height to eliminate the derechiba. So I don't know if it should be telling you on that. But that's okay. In the Sefer Binyan Bayis Neman, which is a contemporary Sefer in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Silver, he writes that he heard B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that it has to be a Tefach 12. Okay, Rav Karelitz says it doesn't have to be Dafka Tefach, that's why he's not sure watch. And Rav Osner thinks that the minig is to be mako even to use a ring, and that's Rabbi Willett's position as well, that you don't need something of significant height. Where does the hacker need to be placed? So Rabbi Morgenstern points out, based on Lashon of Sefer Truma, which we'll see is reflected in Shulchan Aruch, that it has to be between the plates of husband and wife. It's not sufficient to have a hacker on the other side of the table. It has to be between the husband setting and the wife setting. Lashon Sefer Truma, Simon Sadi. Aser Labal Yisrael Lefel Ashulchan Shishto Achela Salat Kishinida Elim Ken Yeshum Shinui O Yasim Kikar Lechem O Kankan Bein Karaso LeKaraso. It has to be between his plate and her plate. Lasso Sakera. And Rabbi Morgenstern points out that's the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch. She Yeshum Davar Masik Bein Karashalo LeKaraso. It has to be basta between his plate and her plate. It's not sufficient to have it somewhere else on the table. The point is that it has to be in their consciousness that there's this hecker between them. And along those lines, Rabbi Morgenstern writes that they both have to be aware that the hecker is there. It's not sufficient. It's not sufficient that one of them know that there's a hecker. They both have to be aware that this is functioning as a hecker and there is a hecker. In the Chul HaShani, he writes that only the husband needs to know that the hacker, because the Isser Shulchan Aruch is only on the husband and not on the wife. Not sure where that comes from. Pashtus doesn't seem like that. Sounds like both of them need to be aware of the hacker in order to be effective. Okay. The Darke Tshuva in Bas V'Cholav, Simen Peches, Sifkatan Tesayin. So he quotes Achronim that say that even though there's an Isser Halah, you can't be eating milchiks on the same table as somebody else is eating fleishiks without a hacker. But if one person is eating milchiks, someone who is fleishiks can come sit down at the table and talk to the person eating milchiks, and we're not worried that the person who is fleishiks is going to eat milchiks with the person that he's talking to who is eating milchiks. So is this relevant for Yoredeya as well, for Harchakos as well? So Rabbi Karp writes, Sifkatan Kavzayin, that, yeah, that should be true here as well, that there's no Isser, if the wife is eating at the table, there's no Isser for the husband to sit down and talk to his wife without a hacker, as long as he's not eating at the same table. And he says more than that, let's say the wife is eating at the table. This is Sifkatan Kavchas. The wife is eating at the table, and the husband has a drink that he's holding in his hand. So as long as he doesn't put it down on the table, he's just drinking or eating from his hands without a shayfus to the table, there's no need for a hacker either. So the requirement of a hacker, slash the Isser Shulchan Akad, is only if both of them are eating at the table. If one of them is eating, the other one is sitting for company, or even holding food not above the table, not using the table, then there would be no need for a hacker. The Sugah B'Shoshanim, the beginning of Perek Hey, observes that the formulation of Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch is specifically about Achila B'Shulchan Echad and not Shisiyim. And Mechaber, Lo Yochel Ima Al HaShulchan. So does the same thing apply to drinking? Are you allowed to drink at the same table without a hacker? Do you need a hacker if husband and wife are drinking at the same table? So, the Sugah B'Shoshanim suggests that maybe this should be totally on what's the nature of the Yisro Shulchan Echad. If it's Mishum Derechiba, so anyway, Derechiba, as we noted, Sidur Tar B'Das Harash, maybe a hacker won't even help. Maybe that won't solve the Derechiba problem. If it's Otu Kara Achas, so he says, there's no concern, there's no conceivable concern of Otu Kara Achas if you're drinking at the same table, because you can't drink from the same cup anyway. To which Rabbi Eider says, we have straws. So you could drink from the same cup. The pashas is that there shouldn't be any difference, that the Isser of Shulchan Echad should apply to drinking also. That's what Rabbi Karp writes. He quotes Agos Maimonides, even though the Agos Maimonides, I don't think, is really making that point. Agos Maimonides, Perek Yud Aleph, Yisur Bi Alach Oslamed, Yud Aleph Oslamed, he's talking about drinking from the same cup. He's not talking about the Yisro Shulchan Echad, I don't think, but either way, seems like the pashtus is that the Yisro Shulchan Echad should apply to Shisiya and not only to Achila. Okay. The Ramah in Darkei Moshe, Oath Days, writes as follows: Ubimedino se'elu hu haminag b'chol makom shereisi shalchelas imo al shulchan echad avalo b'karachas. So Darkei Moshe writes that in our lands the minag is that people aren't noeg at iser b'shulchan echad. That sounds like the Rambam, that the Isser is only Bikar Achas. There's no Isser of Shulchan Echad. And that's a little bit more apparent in the Darkei Moshe Aruch. The lesson is, Kotzer Beis Yosef, V'chein eskimu rov ha-posim v'chein nagu alma to have a hacker. Because of Od, the Rambam matir lafal ha-shulchan echad. Kotzer v'magin misha v'yesh ma'kilim k'divei Rambam. U'b'medino se'elu hu ha-midag b'chol makim shereisi shochel esimu ha-shulchan echad avalo b'karachas. So that sounds more clearly in the Darkei Moshe Aruch that this minog, that the Rambam he's quoting there, is assuming, like the Rambam, that the Isser is limited to Karachas and not to Shulchan Echad. However, this doesn't make it to the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, because the Ramah here just writes, V'yesh Omrim, Had Yitzrichin Hefzek Bein Kara Shaloh, L'Kara Shaloh, Haynu Dafka K'she'enan Ochlin B'Kara Achas, K'she'i Torah. Avalim Oakland Bakar Akas Kishita Ra Sagi Mokalis Bakar Bifne Asma the Aina Tzricha Hecker Acher. The Chainoagin. That where the norm is to eat Bakar Akas, then there's no Isser of Shulchan Echad. But if that's not the norm, then there is an Isser Shulchan Echad without a Hecker. So the Sidra Tara suggests in Sifkat and Vav that what the Rama writes in the Darkei Moshe, that was, it's not inconsistent with what he writes in the Haggah, because there he's talking about the common practice in Poland. Common practice in Poland was Evan would always eat from the same plate. So then the minhag was to be made al shulchan echad, because anyway, that's there's no iser be'etzem of shulchan echad, and if the norm is to eat bekar achas, then the minhag was to be made al be shulchan echad. But the Rama in the Haggah wasn't just writing for Polish Jewry; he was writing for all of Ashkenazi Jewry, and in Germany. It was definitely not acceptable to eat from Kar Achas. It was not proper. And therefore, in Germany, or such lands, there was no justification for being Mekel the Shulchan Echad. And that's why the Rama had the more nuanced qualification in the Haggah. That's what the Sidra Tara suggests. Rabbi Karp doesn't like that so much. He thinks that really the Raman Dargei Moshe is based more on the Rush and not on the Rambam, that there is an Isser Shulchan Echad B'Shulchan Shavim Mayhem and not ours, and that's what he means that the Minhag is to be Mekel, because Mekeradin there's no Isser Shulchan Echad B'Shulchan Shavim Yameinu. But be that as it may, La halacha, the Rama does not cut any more slack about the Isser of Shulchan Echad. So our practice is that Shulchan Echad does require a hecker, subject to the qualifications that we discussed up to this point. And the Shas, in fact, the Shas says even further here in Sukkot and Zion, on this Yesh Omrim in the Rama, Tosva Bach, the Aflus Svaruzu Eina Ela Kishagam Ne Abayis Ochli Mimam Al Shulchan Echad Biyachad. So even the Rama in his Kula here in the Haggah is only talking about a case where other people eating at the same table. Hasim with the Shari Kishi Ochelas Meikar Shalav Afafish Ochli Mamata Echad Below Shem Hek. Avach Kishabene Abayis Ochli Al Shulchan Echad. By Isha Isha Ochli Levad Al Shulchan Echad. Kol Echad Meikar Shalav. Aser afilu hayaragel lachol ima v'kar achas. That even the minhag of the Rama here doesn't extend to where the husband and wife are the only ones eating at the table. There, even this minhag of the Rama was still aser be shulchan echad. Yeah.
Would this apply to a restaurant? They're eating at the same table and there are other people at different tables?
The shop? Yeah. So then by a restaurant we would assume, yeah, I think everyone would assume that there's a need for hacker in a restaurant, because there's no shaykhus between, even if you would be mako, that if you're sitting with other b'nei bayis and you have to be at a separate table, but everyone else is around in the next table, you know, even if you still not lay the shach, but if you're in a restaurant where there's no shaykhus between you and other people at the next table, I think everyone would agree that you need a hacker.
If there was like a little vase at the restaurant in the middle of the table, that would serve as a hacker as long as you just like pointed out and said, like, let's use this as a hacker, or you need to stick something that wouldn't have been.
So it has to be something that wouldn't be there otherwise. So that's what the post can discuss. It has to be something that's not there anyway or not serving a purpose. So we talk about a lachem, it's lachem that you wouldn't be eating from, that wouldn't be there otherwise. So it would have to be something that is there for the sake of a hacker.
So what if you didn't hold by like rings or watches? Then you'd have to, like, bring something from home for you.
If you didn't hold the rings and watches, So then,
wallet.
A wallet. Okay.
It'll be the same.
Well, it depends how thick your wallet is. If you need a tough one.
You put it up.
Like a little TV.
telephone book.
A phone.
Phone.
If it has a cord.
Only if it's a flip phone. Okay.
Because otherwise, it won't be magic from you.
Okay, the Taz in Sukkot and Beis writes as follows. Vekara achas. Vekara achas, hetika bedrisha. Umarichami za aloshim zeh. O reisi shtus gadol. She, this is from the Marashal. Sheminas and chasichas ketanas bekar achas. So you cut up small pieces in one tray. Hu notel achas, vihi notelas achas, ad marachila. So people would have a serving tray with little pieces, and husband and wife would alternately take from the serving tray until they finish all the contents of the tray. Vishibish gadol hu, tipshita dechashiv achila yachat. That's considered to be eating bekar achas. Akalashona behuga misefer marshal. That's the bakos of marshal. Aval mikamaka mashma tekeshem masimin kaara im chasichos gedolos. But if you have a plate or a tray with big pieces, kedera shemasimin bekedera, the kol echa notel minakara, everybody takes from the serving tray. Umesim lefanov al kli miyuchad, and everybody puts it on their own plate. The ochel nisham, and you eat it from there. Ein b'za iser, that's okay. Kevan de ein achila miyad bilikichaso mekara shelocha. Since you're not eating immediately as you take it from the serving tray, shelocha gamhi ela nisham ish v'kli after b'tayim, but you're using another tray in the interim. So the Sugaba Shoshanim presents three approaches in Achronim to how to understand this Taz. What's the critical point that would allow taking from a serving tray? So he quotes the Sefer Beis Yisrael, which we quoted last time, and a Sefer Ber Mordechai, that when the Taz writes that you have to take from the serving tray and put it on your own plate, that is dafka. Because so long as you're not putting it on your own plate before you eat it, the food is still misyaches to the serving tray, and it's ke'ilu, you're eating directly from the serving tray. That's considered to be ka'ara achas. So in order to remove the shame ka'ara achas, and to consider the serving tray to be a serving tray and not a tray that you're eating from, you would need to take from the serving tray and put it on your own plate. So he quotes from the Beis Yisrael, Beis Yisrael Torah, for that reason, you're not allowed to butter your bread from the same butter unit, from the same stick of butter, because you're putting it directly on your bread, which you're eating, you're not putting it on your plate in the interim. Michael.
Why is there a difference between chaticha ketan and chaticha gedola if you're putting it on your plate?
Good. So we'll come to that. So according to this mahalach, there probably isn't a difference. And then chasichos gedolos may just be the norm, meaning it would be normal to put a chasicha gedola on your plate. It's not normal to put a chasicha ketan on your plate, but in a chanami, there isn't a fundamental difference between the size of the chasicha. So according to this first approach, you'd say that gedolos, ketanos, or lavdafka, that's just reflective of what the norm is. But the critical point is, are you putting it on your own plate before you eat it? That would break the shaykhus to the serving tray, so we could consider the serving tray, and not a karachas. But if you're going to take directly from the serving tray and then eat it without putting it on your plate in the interim, that would be considered to be kara achas. One second. The, okay, Gabe, yeah.
In the case of the, like, the buttering your bagel,
yeah.
Why would not be considered, like, I mean, you're buttering the bagel and you're putting the bagel on the plate. And not, I don't mean, not some people, like, butter
so,
the bagel.
So he's talking about where you don't put it on the plate.
If you're going to butter the bagel, then put it on the plate, that's fine.
According to that basis, well, that would presumably be fine. Yeah. So, the Sidrei Tara, Sivkatan Ches, when he quotes the Taz, he leaves out that clause that you have to put it on a kli miyuchad. So the Sugah B'Shoshanim thinks that's significant. The Sidrei Tara is saying, the way he quotes the Taz, you don't have to put it on your own plate per se. You could put it down on the table also. As long as you're putting it down somewhere, that's enough of a hefsek between the serving tray and your eating. So you don't need a plate. You can put it down for a minimal amount of time on the table and then eat it. That is considered a break between the original plate and your eating. So it wouldn't be considered kara achas for that reason. And then he quotes a Prideya, who says that in the Taz, it's more ladafka. All the Taz is saying is that there has to be a heker. If you have to do something in a different fashion than you normally would. So if the norm is that you take something from the serving tray and then you eat it, you put it right in your mouth, so you have to do something other than that in order to be matir as a heker. It all depends on what is the norm. You have to do something differently than the norm. So it says the Sugah B'Shoshanim, nafkamina. So nafkamina number one between these three explanations is it sufficient to put on the table? Does a dafka have to be on a plate? So according to approach number one, plate is dafka. Anything short of putting it on your own plate doesn't sever the connection to the original tray. According to the Sidrei Tara, nope, plate's insignificant. As long as you put it down, that's all you need. You put it down on the table just as well. And according to the Prideya, it would just depend on what is the norm. If you're doing anything differently than the norm, than the derech, that would be sufficient. Or, he says another nafkamina, what about if you have a fruit bowl? So can you take an apple from a fruit bowl and eat it? So if you're going to take the Taz literally, that you need a formal ka'ara mishalo in order to break the connection to the serving bowl, to the fruit bowl, so that's not going to help. In order to be able to eat this apple from the serving bowl, you have to put it on your plate first. According to the Sidrei Tara, he thinks, according to the Sidrei Tara, that since the norm is when if you don't put an apple on a plate, so maybe we'll view your hand as a separate kli. Maybe we'll view your hand as a hefsek between the fruit bowl and your eating. So that's debatable. As you could say, at the very least, you'd have to put it down on the table first. And according to the third reason, that wouldn't help, because the derech is that you take an apple from the fruit bowl and eat it. So if you're going to take an apple from the fruit bowl and eat it, you haven't changed anything, and you haven't affected a heker. Usher.
is this kara achas only apply when they're both at the table? And would a fruit bowl on the counter be the same?
I presume it should, meaning if there's a fruit bowl on the counter and they're both standing at the counter, that's should be the same issue of karachas. I'm not sure why you distinguish.
And I guess by karachas in general, zedlo b'fezem would not be a problem.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the lashon of the Taz, it doesn't really sound like he's saying that they're doing something any different than what they usually do, though. You're saying that if you were to have a serving tray and everything from it, it's fine. What are they exactly doing differently here than what they would have otherwise done?
Well, he's saying that you're putting it on your plate. So the Prideya is saying, well, how significant is the value you're putting on your plate? That's just reflective of doing something, some kind of a hacker.
Saying typically in that society, they would have had a serving tray in the middle and they would just take from it and not have a plate.
Yeah, let's say. So Rabbi Morgan's across from Rav Yashiv that let's say you have a bowl of popcorn or a bowl of potato chips. Piskei Das beginning at page Kuf Mem Ches. So he goes to Rav Yashiv along the lines of the first approach, that it would only work if you take a large quantity and you put it on your plate. So you have a serving bowl with chips, popcorn, something of the like. So if you take a large quantity and you put it on your plate, so then that creates a hefsek between the serving bowl and your eating. And if you're doing it with a large quantity, so that's what the Taz mean by, or may mean by chasichos gedolos versus chasichos ketanos. It's not that it's a size per se, but you're not going to be going back and forth and taking another chip from the bowl every 5 seconds. So if you take a large quantity, you put it on your plate, that's it for now. So then that creates enough of a severance from the original ka'ara. But if you're going to take one chip at a time, even if you're going to put it on the plate and then eat it, that might be problematic. And he quotes that if the derech is, if that's the derech to eat it straight from the bowl, so then taking a small quantity, putting it on your plate, it wouldn't necessarily help. You just take a potato chip at a time, put it on your plate, and then eat it. Rav Yashiv thought that wouldn't help. What about using a common dip bowl, like dipping a vegetable into a vegetable dip from a serving bowl? So the Sugava Shoshanim, Perek Dalid, Sif Kaf, leaves that as a tzaruch ian in the context of a salt dish, a salt bowl. Can everyone dip into the same salt container? Presumably, that's a similar question. Rabbi Forrest thinks that you have to be machmir. And Rabbi Willie thinks that both for salt and for the dip, if the ikar is the vegetable and the dip is only secondary, so then maybe you could be makel. If the ikar is a dip, so then it would be more difficult to be makel. Because if the dip is just tosefes tam for the vegetable, but the vegetable is the ikar, just like the salt is the tosefes tam for whatever you dip in the salt in, so maybe that's not considered karachas because you're not eating food from the same tray. You're just getting the salt or getting the dip from a common bowl. Ramosha has a big chiddush when it comes to kara achas and serving trays. And that's in Yoredei Chelek Aleph Simen Sadi Beis. Yud Beis Tishrei Tavshin Yud Beis, 1951. Tshuva to Rabbi Binyamin Sugar Shlita. Then in Beis Medrash Elyon of Muncie, subsequently became the long-standing first-grade Rebbe, I believe, in MTJ for decades. I think he passed away during COVID. So Ramosha, in this 1951 tshuva, quotes the Taz, or the Shoel raises Taz, that we just quoted. And he says, Pashut, Shapas, Shemutarin, who pass Godol, Shinasa mitchila lachilas kama nashim, shachos kumi menakal echo chasicha, yokon le chasicha. So if you have a whole loaf of bread, and you cut pieces of bread from the loaf, and it's on a serving tray on the table, so then you could take bread from that serving tray. But, me chasicha shachoska la atzma, you asurin lachol shneim imenu. Fine, we'll get to that probably next time. The din of shir machal, if they're left over from her piece, husband can't have it. Then he says, v'chein v'kolkach nira pasha shemeachalos haketanos hanekron rolls v'chadome shunasa rak l'achilas echad yuasu en lachol shnei me'echad. That something that's meant to be a single portion, a challah roll that's meant to be a single portion, you can't both eat from that challah roll even if you cut it in half. They say the same thing with the soda can. Soda can is meant for single use, for one person to drink. So husband and wife couldn't share a soda can, even if they're both going to pour it into separate cups. So Moshe extends or understands the Isra of Kara Achas not only to be limited to food items placed on a single tray, but food items that are designated for a single use. So if you have a roll or a soda can designated for single use, you can't split that into two portions. So that's, the Ramosha understood that that distinction in the Taz between Chasichos Gedolos and Chasichos Ketanos is exactly this point. That it's not a distinction between a serving tray and a personal tray per se. It's not a distinction between Kara Achas and a serving tray. Is a distinction between a portion meant for a single use or food meant for multiple people. So if the food is meant for multiple people, then you could take from that serving tray. If it's meant as a single portion, then you can't divide that, and that exists independently of Ka'ara Achas. Okay.
So like, let's say you had something that was for a lot of people and was cut up into small pieces.
Yeah. So let me just talk two more minutes and then we can analyze further. So according to Ramosha, the reason that a roll intended for a single use or a soda can intended for single use is Ke'ilu Karachas is that's essentially derechiba. That in Ramosha's conception, you wouldn't share your challah roll with anyone other than your spouse. You wouldn't share a soda can with someone else. So that it potentially engenders both a kula and a chumrah. It engenders a kula that you don't necessarily need another plate the way the Taz has it, meaning that minimizes the significance of taking something from the serving tray and putting it on your own plate, because that's not really what's critical. What's critical is the portion on the quote-unquote serving tray meant for one person? Is it meant for a lot of people? If it's meant for a lot of people, then it doesn't really make a difference if you put it on your own plate afterwards or not, which is why your Moshe, in principle, is makel on butter. Butter is meant for the whole table. So Moshe, in principle, he thinks he should be machmir lemaisa, but in principle, he doesn't think that there's a problem, mikar adin, with taking butter from the butter tray, putting it on your challah, and then eating it directly. He thinks that lechachili should be machmir because you make more easily come shiuri machal problems, or maybe it does look like karachas. But in principle, Moshe thinks that putting it on your own plate is not what's critical. What's critical is the portion in the middle on the serving tray. Is that meant for one person? Is that something that engenders chiba or not? And the chumrah, obviously, is that a single challah roll or a soda can cannot be split, even if meirosh, your intention is to split it, and there's no issue of shiurei machal or shiurei mashke. Rabbi Forth points out that this chumrah of Moshe we don't find in other poskim. Rabbi Forth says, according to Rav Moshe, should come out that you couldn't even order in a restaurant, order one portion, and then split it before anyone starts eating onto two plates, because that's a portion meant for one person.
If you order two portions, split both, it's still a problem then?
If you order two portions and split each one halfway, so Rav Moshe may think that that's vayter derech chiba, because it'd be the same thing as ordering two challah rolls and cutting each challah roll into half, because it's meant for one person, probably. So Rabbi Willi doesn't think there's a need to be machmir for this Rav Moshe on the soda can or on the roll. Rabbi Forsheimer say for the Pritari, he says that maybe even Rav Moshe would agree that for Shal Shudis you can split a roll, because Shal Shudis everyone uses rolls and cuts up rolls. Okay, but maybe Hagufa, if Shal Shudis everyone cuts up rolls, then maybe that's a raya that a roll isn't meant as a single portion, and maybe say the same thing by soda cans. There are. Would you ever buy a soda can and share with anyone other than your wife?
Sure. I don't think why not. I don't buy soda, but
a water bottle. a seltzer can. Okay, but that's Ramosha's conception in Chiddush here that al derech chiba, anything meant for a single use that you wouldn't normally share would be considered karachas. Yeah. Did I answer your question? Oh, sure.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So let's talk now about shiurei kos and shiurei machal. So most Rishonim don't have the isser of shiurei kos. Doesn't appear in the Rambam, doesn't appear in the Rush, doesn't appear in the Rashba. And that's where the Torah assumes, Mikar Adin, that there's no Isser of Shiurei Kos. However, the Agos Maimonios, Perakid Aleph, Yisui Bia Oslamit, quotes in the Urayim, based on Shabbos Yud Gimel, that there's an Isser of drinking, for a husband to drink, the Shiurei Kos of his wife. Lashon Agos Maimonios, quoting from the Sefer Truma, Afilu lishtos b'chli sheshasas abo kasav yireim sha'aser, that a husband is not allowed to drink from a cup that his wife drank from. K'damashma husband gabi uvda the time of Elio, achal imi v'shasa imi, v'al kol devara heishiv la baruch hamakim sharago, mashma, shal kol nanash, the entire list. Dim lo kein malo the time of the hasker, elolam deinu, shal kol eile nanash. So you see from here that shasa imi is an isser, meaning that it's usser for a husband to drink from a cup, the leftovers in a cup that his wife had first drunk from? So in the Beis Yosef's presentation here, it sounds like the Beis Yosef presents this as a minhag. But Rabbi Carr points out the Bir Halacha Sif Yud Gimel that the way it's presented in Mechaber, there's no indication that it's only a minhag. Sif Dalu Lo Yishta Mishiyurei Kos Sheshasasa Hi. What's the rationale behind this Isser? So the Beis Yosef explains that we're worried that you may come to Hergal Davar if a husband drinks Shirei Kos Ishto, but it doesn't work in the other direction. Hergal Davar is a male-dominated concern. So a husband couldn't drink Shirei Kos Ishto, but a wife could drink from Shirei Kos Bala. If that doesn't lead to Hergel, that's what the Beis Yosef writes. That's what the Torah of Shlomin writes here in Sifkat and Zion, and the Taz in Sifkat and Hay. Right, the Ramah says, the Hebrew Taz Ishtaf Mikosha Sahu, says the Taz, Sifkat and Hay, the Hila Margla Le La Veira, we're only concerned about Hergel Dover in one direction and not in the other direction. So that's the Isser of Shirei Kos. However, the Ramah has a number of standalone kulos here for Shirei Kos. Says the Ramah, number one, in Blosha Masik Adam Acher Beinayim, that if someone else drinks in the interim, so the wife begins drinking from the cup, and then the kid continues, and the husband wants to finish it up, that would be mutter. Oh, shahurak mikosa elkos acher, afila huksa elkos rishon, or kula number two, and that's in the Urayim that the Gos Mamini is quoted in the next line, that if you pour the contents from one cup to another cup, that will be mutter. So even though it's hershiyurei kos, you pour it into another cup, then the husband can drink from that second cup, and even then pour it back into the original cup. V'im shasasav hu eina yodeya v'rotz alishtas mikos shala eina sricha lahagila shala yishta, and we're only worried about Hergal Davar. So what he doesn't know won't hurt him. We're not worried that there's going to be Hergal Davar if he drinks from her Shirei Kos, if he never knows that it's her Shirei Kos, and she's under no obligation to tell him. V'hi v'taras yishtas mikos shashasav hu, as we said, the im shasam because of halchala, ish amim shemutur lo lisha samosar the me'acher shekar halcha in kanchiva. So the woman has a drink, and then she leaves the house. So what's the hergal davar there concern? The wife's not home anyway, and then the husband could drink from that cup as well. So multiple kulas here that the Rambam presents for minimizing the shiurei kos problem. Badi Shulchan points out Sifkatan Samech that the Isser of Shirei Kos doesn't only apply to a cup, it applies to a soda can also, or a seltzer can, or a water bottle. There's no reason to distinguish. And he points out that the Lashon Mordechai Shabbos Reish Lamed Zayin talks about this Isser in the context of a kankan, to drink from the same pitcher, if you're drinking directly from the pitcher as well. It doesn't make a difference. It's nothing, there's no din kos. It's whatever the receptacle holding the liquid is, would be subject to this Isser. Rav Avadya has another kula. Chelechas yabia omer yaradeya simen yudzayin. Chelechas yaradeya simen yudzayin os gimel. So he was asked about a soda bottle with a straw. So the wife is drinking from the soda bottle with the straw, or the seltzer can, and then the husband wants to continue with another straw. So does using another straw solve the problem? So Rav Avadia thinks that you could be makel. He says, anyway, the whole iser of shirei kos is subject to machlokas to begin with. Many Rishonim have those such iser. So, even though we're machmir, but using another straw is enough of a heker, it's not considered to be a hemshech of a shesia, and therefore Rav Avadia thinks that is mutter. I don't get the sense that that's broadly accepted kula, but Rav Avadia writes that. Yeah.
In some of these cases, why would not the Osir be doing Karachas? Like drinking from the same different straw from the same.
You're saying even if you don't assume like Ramosha, but drinking from the same can should still be Karachas. So it's not Karachas because. It's not Karachas because the wife has severed her connection to this cat.
She's stopped drinking,
right. I mean, so if you have. If a wife is eating from a plate and then stops eating, so there may be an Isser Shiri Mafal, which we'll talk about, but that wouldn't be an Isser Karachas anymore. Okay. The Beis Yosef quotes a Mordechai in the following lashon. That Mordechai in Shabbos Reish Lamed Zayin. Amar Ravia Nida Sheshasasa Bekos V'nishar Bo Kitzas. So a woman who drinks from a cup and there's a little bit left. Halacha kibalti mi rebosai leheter. So a woman drinks from a cup, there's a little bit left. Halacha kibalti mi rebosai leheter. I'm sorry, this isn't the Mordechai in Shabbos, this is Mordechai in Nida, Tashin, and Gimel. Sorry. The Mordechai we're quoting before, that the Ramah had part of his Shabbos, Reish Lamazai, this is Nida, Tashin, and Gimel. Okay. So the Mordechai, the way the Beis Yosef quotes the Mordechai is Amar Ravia, Nida Sheshasas of the Kos, Vinishar Boksas, the little bit left, Halacha Kibalti Me Rabosai, Leheter, De Eim Zeh Shosa Ima Mamish. There's a little bit left, Kibalti Me Rabosai, it's Mutter, De Eim Zeh Shosa Ima Mamish, that's not considered to be drinking with her. What does that mean? And why are we emphasizing that it's not Shosa Ima Mamish? So if you look at the Mordechai the way we have it printed, Tavshin Mem Gimel, two importantly changed words. Our Mordechai reads, Amar Ravia, Nida Sheshasas Abakos, V'nishar Bo Ksas, V'holchola. And then she leaves. She leaves the premises. Kibaltim Rabosei Leheter, The Ein Zeh Shosa Ima Mamish. So the way the Beis Yosef has a Mordechai, there's a heter, there's a little bit left, even if she's still present. And the Mordechai Lefaneinu, no, the heter is if she leaves. So the Beis Yosef, it sounds like there's a heter of a little bit left, even if she doesn't leave. And the Mordechai Lefaneinu says that she has to leave. So what do we have in the Ramah that we saw before? Vim shasasa mikos, the halchala, and she leaves. Yesh omrim shamutu lalishto samosar, the me'achar shekvar halcha, ein kan chiba. So that's consistent with the Mordechai lefaneinu. The Baal HaShulchan writes, Sivkat and Ayin Dalid, that let's say you want to finish her drink, you could ask her to leave. Doesn't have to be hachala on her own. You could say, please leave, I want to finish your drink. Pisei Chuas of Kadin Zayin quotes Chuas Yad Eliyahu, Simon Samach Dalin, Dimbasa Be'emsa, Mutter Ligmor. Let's say she comes back. So once she left, then you can continue drinking. Let's say you're having her shirei macho, shirei kos, and then pirsa nida. So once you started, you can finish. So the actual presentation that Shuvah Siyad Eliyo, Simon Samach Dalid, She'ela, Im Achla Nida V'Halka La, the Pasuk Ramad, the Mutter Lachal Acharav, the Imba Hitoch Achilasa, the Mutter Lagamer V'Lo Hefzik, Acher, the name of the Achilasa, Shaya Beheter, Havakamo, Hefzik Acher. He says, it sounds like this is a Rav Yirmiya style of Shiloh. The Yirmiya had the shayla in Chul and Daf Yud Zayin, Evare Basin Achira Shechnisu Yisraeli Mahan La'aretz. So if it didn't nishchita to be matir, and now we are talking nishchita, what's the status of that meat from before? The bottom line, he thinks that for these purposes, it's considered a hefsek. And you can continue eating or drinking what you had before. So, shiurei kos, or the related question, may be most relevant to Kiddush, and with that we'll conclude for today. Ramosha has a tshuva, chelek beis yaradeya simin pe gimel, chelek beis simin pe gimel. Ubidavar in Mutaris Lishtos Mikol Shel Kiddush Sheshasasa Baila Hamakadish. So if there's any problem with a woman drinking the Kiddush wine that her husband had, Ayin Mesimakuf Sadihei Sif Dalgarama Shirakavalas Lishtos Meshire Kos Sheshasasa Hi. So if the wife is making Kiddush for the husband, that would be a problem. But the husband is making Kiddush for a wife, so no problem, there's no Isser of Shire Kos. Im Kain Muteres lishtos mikos shel kiddush shishasa baila. Aval tifsarech lishtos kol ma shishir bakos im lacha chayrim. Ki achar shihite shemeyakos, yabal asu lishtos anishar, im lo shiyarek anishar mimena lislochis baofen shalo yifka. So the wife can drink from the kiddush wine for the husband's cup, but he can then go back and drink any leftovers after she had the drink, because now that becomes her shiurei kos. Shach points out Sukkot and Tess. Mashma afati shechazu meluhu kigon sheshasa hi chatzi v'achakach meluhu aser v'yikal mokav hu shosim shiura. So even if you refill her cup, there's some leftovers in her cup and you refill it, still aser. Aval shasa hi kol kos mutter, and you don't need to rinse it out. Says the Bar Hetev, a machmir to rinse it out, tava olav bracha. Rabbi Kar points out, to the extent that it's a tava olav bracha, that's really a tumah halacha, that's not a hergal davar halacha. And Ikra did, as far as harchokos are concerned, there'd be no need to rinse it out once the cup is completed. Okay, stop here for today, and next time we will talk about shiurei machal, and then move on to Mita Achas. Okay, so we'll meet again Wednesday, Rosh Hashanah.